Okay, let's see. I think Ron, who's over there in Tacoma someplace, Sanchez out in Tacoma too. Ron, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, you know what? I'm going to get right out in sunshine as soon as the program's over.
There, okay. Well, listen, thank you for all you do. I appreciate your fine work. I have a question. My granddaughter, who's a little over 6 months old, she had the vaccines at 3 months old. My daughter didn't want to do it. I'm dead set against it for probably all the reasons you know. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that on your show. But she's supposed to have a bunch more, and the only reason she's feeling forced to do it, she's been told that she won't be able to get her in school. She won't be able to find a pediatrician to treat her. What can you tell me about this?
Okay, I'm not familiar with the policies of all the school districts, but I think there would be a bit of an uproar if the public school districts were refusing to allow unvaccinated children in. And we haven't had that uproar here yet. The uproar has been in California, where unfortunately they totally wiped out health care freedom and told everybody they had to take vaccinations to go to public schools. But I haven't heard about that here. Now, insofar as finding a pediatrician, yeah, that might be a little more difficult because, for whatever reason, pediatricians don't seem to have read both sides of the vaccine story, and all line up on one side. And so they sometimes won't work with people who haven't taken them. But you know what? There are natural medicine doctors who don't call themselves pediatricians, but they specialize in seeing kids, and they've been around for a long time, and they know what they're doing. And so she could get her health care for her daughter there. And one of the nicer things about Washington State and Oregon is they have, quote, licensed, unquote, naturopathic physicians for a long time. So we got bunches of them here in Washington and Oregon. So that part, not seeing the pediatrician, can be gotten around by seeing a natural medicine doctor who works with a lot of kids. Now, there's a book out there. Just put in to your search engine, Neil, spelled Neil, and then the middle initial Z, and then Miller, which is pretty easy. And put that into your search engine, Neil Z. Miller Vaccine Book. And what you'll find is a paperback that summarizes each on just one page in plain English. I love it. Bullet point by bullet point, the findings of over 400 scientific studies on vaccinations. And this is just not publicized at all because, I'm sorry, but the current line is vaccinations are only good and never bad. And yet these journal articles are from real live scientific peer-reviewed medical journals showing that, as I mentioned earlier this morning, the more vaccines an infant gets, the more likely it is to be hospitalized or die. And I'm not kidding. And that one was published in a medical journal. And not only was it published in a medical journal, it was based on reports to the federal government's Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, all the reports that came in from 1990 to 2010. And Miller is a very skilled scientific writer. He puts the citation to the medical journal, so you can show it to your pediatrician if they don't believe you. And he puts in the bullet points about what it says. It's a wonderful book, sir. And the reason I think it's wonderful is because before he put that book together, there was no single source for the other side of the vaccine story. Now, I think, this is just me, but I think we should have healthcare freedom and that we should be able to choose what kind of health care we want for ourselves and our children. That's what America is supposed to be all about, is freedom. We should be able to choose that. And to do that, we have to know both sides of the story. And what we're being propagandized with is only the positive side of the story and not the negative side, which is in Miller's book.
Right, I totally agree. That sounds great. Thank you so much. And I have a quick question for me.
Yes, sir.
Thinning hair. What do you recommend? I try to do it, eat well and all that, but the hair thinning. Do you have any recommendations nutritionally for that?
Couple of things. One, don't take any 5-alpha reductase inhibitors that are patent medicines on the market. They may cause the hair to not thin so much, but they also, and this is proven in something called the Prostate Cancer Prevention Trial, they also dramatically increase the risk of invasive carcinoma. So you don't want to do that. Now, there
are... What is it you're saying not to do?
Oh, those are patent medicines, sir. Those are for patent medicines, finasteride, and I forget the rest of the names, but they happen to be called 5-alpha reductase inhibitors, 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. They're patent medicines, and they really smoosh down on that enzyme, which can lessen hair loss, but it also increases the risk of the aggressive form of prostate cancer. So there are some natural things that will help that. Some people know about saw palmetto. And that also is a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, but it's a lot gentler. I still wouldn't take it without working with a doctor who can measure whether that enzyme, I know it's archaic, but it's called 5-alpha reductase. And if it's overly inhibited, it's a problem. If it's somewhat inhibited, it can help not losing hair, but you got to get it measured to find out whether it's doing that to you or not. Now, another thing, and then I'll shut up and let you talk, that was studied by an Asian university. Oh, and they studied it very carefully, so you might want to give this a try first because it has no adverse side effects I know about. What they did was they had their researchers measuring, I'm not kidding you, they would literally check how many hairs per square centimeter on a guy's head, and not just in one place. They'd check a whole bunch of square centimeters, and they'd count the number of hairs. And then they had these folks use what are called tocotrienols. These are all guy folks, by the way. They had them use tocotrienols, which is part of the vitamin E family, and you'll find them in all the health food stores these days. Tocotrienols, not tocopherols. Tocopherols and tocotrienols are both vitamin E, but the tocotrienols is what they had the men use. And oh my goodness, when they went back a few months later and counted the number of hairs per square centimeter, there were more hairs in every square centimeter. Now, it took a little bit of those tocotrienols, but you can find them in all the natural food stores, and it does, and it should be just like the tocopherol family of vitamin E. There's alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and there's alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocotrienol. So you try to look for one that has all the tocotrienols, but no tocopherol, because the tocopherol form of vitamin E gets through the intestines quicker, and what I should say is it can saturate the transport system and the tocotrienols can't be taken up. So you got to look for tocotrienols with no tocopherol, and you need 3 or 4 little of those capsules a day, and they're more expensive than the tocopherols, but they're the ones that have this research. So there you go, sir. 2 things that you can think about trying.
Yes, okay. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, sir.
All right. Take care.
You too, and thank you for calling.